Last year at this time, classes were in session for just a few days when it was learned that 14-year-old Jamie Rotemeyer, a freshman at Williamsville North High School, committed suicide. He had been subject to relentless bullying from his peers. Tim Creamer of the State School Boards Association says that one incident caught the attention of districts across New York.
I think that case probably was a threshold case, maybe a watermark for that caused legislation like this to come into play. Nobody ever wants to see something like that happen.
The Dignity for All Students Act is now law in New York. Creamer says there are new protected classes of students. Discrimination or harassment based on a student's race, religious practice, gender identification, or even his or her weight is banned.
These sorts of things need to be built into a code of conduct that will be distributed throughout the school. There will be training of faculty and staff regarding the Dignity for All Students Act. There will be a Dignity for All Students Act coordinator in every school. Students, of course, will be instructed in what it means to be respectful of people.
Creamer says the law now requires all reports of discrimination to be passed on to the state education department. He says new rules regarding cyberbullying are due to take effect in July 2013. Mark Scott, WBFO and AM 970 News.